Cassandra Ramirez sits with her mom, Josephine, in a small office inside Cape Coral Hospital. The sign outside reads Asthma Management in large, bold letters. It's hard to tell she has the condition until she talks about some of the issues she's been having at school.
Oh, I had to go, like, up the stairs to my lockers, then had first period upstairs, and I had to go all the way downstairs to the first floor for art, and then I had to go all the way back up for
three floors.
Avid, and then had to go all the way down for math. So mm-hmm. It's like up and down all day. It's tiring.
Ramirez is one of more than 7 million kids living with asthma in the U.S. The chronic disease affects our airways. Exposure to a trigger causes them to become inflamed, making it difficult to breathe. Triggers can be anything, from pollen and dust to weather changes or extreme emotions. Asthma can affect all aspects of a kid's life, especially school. Yvita Kurgan is a school nurse for Lee County Schools.
I've had students that, you know, just feel so bad that they just hang their head in the classroom and they come down. And once we get them under control, they're like a different child once they're able to breathe.
The CDC reports that in 2008, students with asthma missed nearly 11 million days of school that year. Students like Allison Carrasco.
In sixth grade, I wasn't able to take all my final exams because I got really sick and missed the last about month of school.
Carrasco, who is now in seventh grade, has been dealing with asthma since she was five. Her mother, Lily Carrasco, recalls her hospitalization due to her asthma last year.
And we were in the hospital for 8 days with them trying to scare her to at least breathe on her own without having any difficulties. We'd never seen her that ill, ever. And that when we left there, they said, go to this asthma clinic and see what you can learn there.
Lily signed up Allison for Lee Memorial Health System's Asthma Health Management Program in hopes of better managing her condition. She completed the program last month.
And that was just fabulous. Now we control it.
Big breath in. Mouth round up. Blow out really hard and fast. Keep blowing, blow. There's still air in our cavity. Blow, 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 blow. Big breath. Perfect. Good.
Back in the clinic, respiratory therapist Teresa Summy performs a lung function test on Cassandra Ramirez during her monthly session. Summy is director of the program. She started it in September 2009. It teaches kids and their families how to self-manage their asthma to keep them out of the hospital. For her, the issue hits home.
3 years ago, my daughter was diagnosed with asthma in the hospital and had a lot of issues. And so I really tended to understand what it's like living with asthma. There's a lot of frustrations for the child until you really are managed.
Kids in the program visit Summy once a month for 6 months. Each session lasts 1 to 2 hours. She educates them about the disease and performs tests to monitor their condition. She creates plans to manage their symptoms daily and in emergency situations. The program also contacts their school to help coordinate their asthma management.
We want to make sure that everyone's on the same book and page as far as how we take care of the asthma.
Summy plans to give Ramirez's school a call about getting her an elevator pass with all that stair climbing she has to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one really quick puff.
The program has seen results. Based on the first batch of kids, they were able to reduce the number of school days missed in a year by 93%. But Summy says that's not the most important thing it found.
So we saw huge improvements in these numbers, but for us, we don't just focus on the number. It was a great improvement in their quality of life.
Cassandra Ramirez was diagnosed with asthma after she had trouble breathing during a soccer game.
Sometimes I feel like I can't, like, do things that other kids do, which, like, is sad sometimes, but, I mean, I try to do normal things, and I try not to let asthma hold me back.
She says the program has helped her manage her symptoms. Soccer season starts this month at school, and she plans to be on the field. For HealthyState.org, I'm Farah Dasani in Fort Myers.